Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, the 21st day of Tevis, Tavshin Pei Dalet, Masechta Kesubos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Our Mishnah deals with confirming a authenticity of a shtar, of a document in Beis Din, by the witnesses who signed on it. And it's brought here because of the previous Mishnah's statement, Pesha Osa Pesha Hiter, the concept of the mouth that made something prohibited can also make it permitted. Ha'edim Sha'amra, if Edim are coming to a court and they're coming to confirm their signatures on the shtar, Ksav Yudein Huzah, and they say, yes, this is their handwriting. They confirm, yes, we signed this document, but we were forced to. There was a gun pointed at us, whatever. We signed on the shtar, but the whole thing is rubbish, the whole thing is shek, it's false, but we were forced to do it, we were afraid, we were frightened for our lives. Or they say, Ketanim Hayina, yes, we signed it, but we were minors, we weren't yet bar mitzvah, we were not kosher in terms of being adult witnesses. Or they say, Psula Edus Hayina, or we were, at the time, we were unfit to testify because we were family, had family relations. These witnesses are believed, and therefore the document is tossed out. It's disqualified. It cannot be used. Why? Because since we require their edus, their testimony, to make their signatures trusted, right, in order to confirm the authenticity of the shtar, since you need them to come and testify about the shtar, and they come and they say they confirm it's our signatures. And the only way we know it's their signature is because they themselves confirm it, so they can also undo the shtar by saying, they can make a disclaimer and say, but we were forced, or we were unfit because we were too young, or for some other reason. However, v'im yesh edim, if there are other edim, there are external witnesses, apart from these two, shuk sabiyotam that king and testify, this is the signature of Reuben and Shimon. Yeah, we can tell that that's the case. Or we can find, the Beis Din could find, it's exactly the same handwriting in another document which has been already confirmed in Beis Din, and the signatures are almost identical, they're very similar. Then they're not believed to say, oh yes, this is our signature, but you know, we were forced, or they can't disqualify it. And the reason is because I don't need these witnesses to confirm this shtar. It's already confirmed. And once you have edim that's sealed and signed and written on a shtar, that's as if they've been investigated and given, it's as if they've given testimony to the case in Beis Din. And now these two edim, the same edim, cannot retract their edus, their testimony. If they were the only ones that I knew that was they're confirming their testimonies, yes, then they can undo their testimony too at the same time. It's called a pesha osur, pesha hiter. But here there's no pesha osur. There's no, I don't need them to make the confirm the shtar. I know that from elsewhere. Other witnesses or got another document which with similar signatures which has already been confirmed in court. Mishnah Dalet. Continuing in the same theme about confirming witness signatures on a shtar. Zeh Omer. What happens if one of the witnesses who signed on the shtar says, Zek Savyodi, oh yes, this is my handwriting, I can confirm that, my signature. Vizek Savyodi Shel Chaveri, and I can also tell you, I can confirm, this is definitely the handwriting of my friend, that's his signature. Vizek Omer, and his friend in the meantime, says the same thing on the other signature. Zek Savyodi, this is my Savyodi, my hand signature. Vizek Savyodi Shel Chaveri, and I can confirm, this is the handwriting of my friend. So, Harei L'Nemonin. These witnesses are believed to confirm the authenticity of the shtar, because the two you basically now have two witnesses on each signature, and that's what the Torah says. Al pishnei edim yokum davar. Based on two witnesses, something can be upheld. However, what happens if ze omer zek savyodi, ze omer zek savyodi? Each one of the edim is only confirming his own signature. Then tzrichim latzarif yimoymacher. They have to get another witness. They have to find another witness because so far you've only got one witness on each signature, and you need to have two witnesses for each signature. Dibre Rabbi, according to Rabbi Yoranossi. Why does Rabbi hold this? Rabbi holds of the opinion that when witnesses come to court and they're testifying it's their signature, they're only testifying to their signature and saying, yes, this is our signature. But they're not testifying that the case happened. They're not testifying on the actual contents of the shtar. And that's why, according to Rabbi, you need to have two edim on each chesima, on each signature. The Chachamim of the opinion, though, they do not have to add another person with them. Because the Chachamim hold, Almona Shebishtar Hemidim. When witnesses come and testify to their signature, they're coming in principle, mainly they're coming to testify that, yes, this document, we attest that it happened, and this is what, and it's the content of the shtar that they could test, that they're coming to declare mainly, that they're testifying to. And that's why they don't need to have another signature, another aide coming in to confirm their signatures, because in the main they are testifying to the content of the shtar, and therefore the content has two aidim on the content of the shtar. But rather, the Chacham hold, a person is believed to say, this is my signature, this is my handwriting, and once you've got each aide confirming that it's the handwriting, you've basically got two aidim testifying and are confirming the content of the shtar. And that's what all you need.